In talking with a friend today about leadership, they use the phrase self-protection instead of self-care. Let's talk about that.
Self-protection. I think about those things that I'm trying to be protected from. Otherwise, why do I need to protect myself? So, underneath self-protection is generally a fear. A fear of something, a fear of failure or rejection or abuse or being taken advantage of, or maybe even a fear of just being drained, being used for something that's not really that important. And as a leader, doesn't self-protection really cut against the call of leadership? Leadership is you're laying down your lives for others, laying down your life to help others' life be better. That leadership is giving yourself so that other people can have opportunity, can grow, can develop. So we sacrifice time, we sacrifice energy, we sacrifice maybe even our own priorities so that we can help others in their priorities, in their dreams, and in their passions. So as a leader, I don't think it's helpful to be self-protecting. But what about self-care? Self-care is the twin cousin of self-protecting. They sound similar, and they might even be similar, but let's be real. They're not the same. If we're honest with ourselves, they're not the same. Self-protection, as I just said, has an underlying protection from something that we're afraid of. But self-care is about how do I care for myself so that I bring the best me to the table every day of life. I think self-care as a leader is critically important because Jesus teaches us that we love God first and we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Notice Jesus didn't say we love our neighbor as we love God. We love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So self-care is important. And I think self-care is about remembering your identity, confronting your fears, acknowledging your beliefs when they're healthy, when they're not healthy, living a life of gratitude and humility, and living a life of taking risks and doing those things in the context of powerful friendships and living in community. So self-care is really important if you're going to be a leader, because you're going to sacrifice a lot of things so that other people can benefit, so that you can add value to their lives. So let's make sure we care for ourselves really well. Self-protection? Yeah, self-protection is about protecting ourselves from something we're afraid of. Self-care is about caring for myself and loving myself in such a way that I bring the best me to the table of life every day. Because as a leader, I want to lay down my life so that others can benefit. And then I go back home or I leave that moment and I care for myself in the presence of God, leaning into the scriptures, worship, gratitude, humility, both receiving the love of God, growing in the love of God, becoming the love of God, so we can actually give the love of God. So I just encourage my friends out there that are leaders, don't lean into self-protection. Instead, lean into self-care. Because that's the healthy road that a leader takes, knowing that that's how we're going to best make a difference in people's lives.